Showtime.
Hey, welcome to Did You Watch Survivor Last Night? This is a podcast about reality television and friendship. My name is Jake Shadell. In this show, I asked my best friend, Thomas Powell, if he did indeed watch a certain reality show. Hey, Thomas, how you doing? 2 days before your B-Day.
For me is a jolly good fellow. For me is a jolly good fellow.
For you is a jolly good fellow.
For me is a
absolutely.
Jolly good fellow.
Which
nobody
I don't think anybody
deny.
Can deny that. Yeah, that's really good. I'm really excited for you.
Happy birthday
old.
Is technically public domain now, but you won't catch me
but
singing
you just
it.
Prefer.
There's only one birthday song in my mind. That's what the movies taught me.
there's only one birthday song for me, too.
And it's Birthday by Katy Perry.
It's Birthday by Katy Perry. That's exactly
hell
it.
Yeah.
Excuse me. I forgot. There's actually two. The other one is the one they sing at Applebee's, where they go, hey, 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 we wish it was also our birthday. You know that one?
The actual best birthday song is in Metal Gear Solid 5, there is an Easter egg where when you create your character, they do a bait and switch where they have you create your face and stuff, and then, like, they're like, ah, just kidding. You don't get to do any of that. But which I thought was funny.
That's great.
But there's a point where you set what you're... Like, what day of the month, or, you know, like, what month and day your birthday is. And
yeah, like a normal birthday.
Yeah, and if that lines up with, like, the actual day on the clock for what you're playing it on, there will be a cutscene where they'll be like, Big Boss, like, there's something going on at the base, you need to come back. And you come back and all of your guys there sing you this birthday song and have a cake, and the birthday song is... Happy birthday, congratulations. Happy birthday with salutations.
Happy birthday, may your skies stay blue. Happy birthday to you.
How is this the first time I'm hearing
it? Oh, it's amazing. Look it up, dude. It's amazing.
Okay.
Happy birthday! The starting a song "Happy Birthday, Congratulations" is amazing.
It's kind of ominous.
It is a little.
What does that imply?
It is a little bit, right? But anyway, I
congratulations.
That,
making another
that
year
and Katy Perry are the superior birthday songs.
Well, you're forgetting about my favorite birthday song, which is not either of the ones I said earlier, but actually the Beatles' birthday song.
Oh, that song rules.
Hey, it's your birthday. I, that's right, right?
No,
that's
you sang that right. Like it was the fucking Monkees.
Hey, hey, we're the Monkees.
Yeah. Hey, hey,
we
it's
were
your
all
birthday.
Born on this day. Love the Monkees. The Monkees are the modern day Beatles, I think.
It's,
I think
yeah,
we can all agree
I don't,
on that.
Yeah, I don't. That's another thing which nobody can deny.
The Monkees are really the Beatles if the Beatles were better, I think.
Yeah.
Is what we've.
So they called them
come to.
Beatles 2.0.
Beatles, but better. It's a pretty good band.
That would be, or like the Beatles 2.
Yeah.
But like T.O.O., yeah. Like Gallagher 2.
Which was like his brother, right?
Yes.
Gallagher's real life brother.
Yeah.
And then one of them went and met David Bowie in Montana or whatever and bought a big machine that electrocuted him.
Yep.
And then it was like, actually, I'm messing up the entire plot of that movie that I just watched
sure.
for the first time.
No, I thought that was pretty funny. Boy. It would be
it's
funny. It would be funny if at the same time the Beatles were playing, there was the Beatles 2, and they were just like, they just would play Beatles. So I was like, I get that that's a cover band, but if you're doing it at the exact same time, but just pretend that they had made the song. Like, they're like, oh, we're not a cover band. These are our songs.
This is an original. This is a Beatles 2 original.
They're actually copying us.
Yeah. We were first. Or we were just talking about Riot Fest. What if they were, like, on opposing stages?
Oh,
like,
my God.
Facing each other? And on this stage, it's the Beatles. And on this stage, it's the Beatles 2. How can they be on two stages at once? No, the band is called the Beatles 2. Sorry. To misinform you.
Yeah.
There's two bands. They're both called the Beatles, but one of them has another word on
it. I'm sorry that I just subjected you to this Abbott and Costello routine.
On the third stage, on the comedy stage, Abbott and Costello. It's a weird festival. It's you know time travel? This is the festival for it.
The Faraday Festival.
The Faraday Festival, absolutely. Hey, Thomas, I've got a question for you. Did you watch Are You the One Second Chances last night?
Traveling in a fighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady. She made me nervous.
I did.
So this week's episode, or the first episode we watched this week, because we realized, hey, we don't want to watch this show for a whole other month. So we watched two episodes this week. This week's first episode was called Drive Me Crazy. Do you get it? Because it was it was a driving mission. They had to drive a car.
I just clicked for me now.
It's pretty clever.
There were cars involved. Good one, guys.
So, and also they were going crazy.
Yeah, because of all the fucking nagging.
Yeah. Ooh, nagging. This girl over here nagging me about driving.
For all the guys, they had blindfolds on, but they should have had earmuffs so they wouldn't have to hear all the fucking complaining.
Yeah, although now that I think about it, that probably wouldn't be a great idea because they did have to listen to directions from their partner. So I don't know if earmuffs would really be helpful in that situation, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's all honeydew lists.
Yeah.
Honeydew this, honeydew that.
Honey, do pick me up some cantaloupe on your way home. So Shanley is upset with
honey don't melon because it sucks.
Okay, so Shanley is upset with Adam for calling her a bitch. That's the B word, if you were wondering. Morgan and Tori tell each other that they shared. Remember that blind choice they went through? Also, I thought that we were going to get a reveal at some point for that, but it was more just, hey, we don't want to eliminate anyone because we didn't cast enough people to make 10 episodes. Oops.
The thing is, I think that's bad editing to not reveal it. Like, it's good to reveal it to the audience because then you get, like, some dramatic irony there where it's like, we know something that the other two people don't, and you can build tension that way because you can kind of see how they're playing from then on out. But they, just drop the ball on that.
Yeah. I think that this was a fine first season, but I think the second season, assuming there will be one, they can work out some of the kinks.
Talking about Are You the One Second Chances?
Are You the One Squared? Are You the Square?
Are You the One TOO?
Hosted by the Beatles,
hosted by the Beatles, too. You said they're working out the kinks. It will also be hosted by the Kinks, too.
Yeah. And they'll also, it'll be, like, full-on kink-shaming. Like, who can kink-shame the other teams the most? It's a bad challenge, I think.
Yeah, this seems a little overstuffed.
Yeah. I mean, if that's your kink, perfect for you. I don't know what anything is. Just generally. Also, Cameron says he needs more out of Michaela. So that's some shit that happened. At the mission, they have to... What?
Oh, no, I was just going to say, with, like, the stuff that happened before it... Because this was the conversation that Adam and Shanley had that was, like, her being like, hey, I'm carrying our team. Like, maybe don't be a fucking asshole.
And
to me.
Our child.
Yeah, bleh. I hope not for her. I hope not for her sake. And he was just no, you just need to not bitch at me so much. And, I hate him, and I want her to steal the money from him.
Yeah, I would love to see this dude... I was gonna say I would love to see this dude be upset that he didn't win the money, but he apparently has so much money already. He just hires people to do things
like,
for him.
Fuck him. He doesn't need that money. And like, if you're trying to put yourself in place as the wronged party in this argument, and your argument is, it's okay that I called you a bitch because you are.
That was basically his argument.
Yeah, you,
it's okay for me to call
you a
bitch because you
are nagging me all the time
are.
Just because I am doing bad, and the only reason that I'm doing bad is because I am a baby and I check out the minute that I am criticized.
Yeah, he seems like a piece of shit.
Yeah, I don't like him.
I suspect he voted for Donald Trump, so... He's a white dude with money.
I was going to say he's a rich person, so yeah, he probably did. But yeah, he sucks. Anyway, the challenge.
Yeah.
Or sorry, not the missions, not the mission.
Challenges. We'll get into
the challenge. We'll get to that.
So they have to drive around a course and pick up various items from different places, like the hardware store and the laundromat and a third place. But the entire time, the driver is blindfolded. And so the other person has to give him directions. It's a pretty good challenge. I think it would be fun.
Yeah, I think fun... so. I am always a little nervous about someone operating a vehicle while not being able to see.
That's fair and completely understandable.
Maybe that's ableist of me, but I you know, facts don't care about your feelings.
I don't, like, I legitimately don't, can blind people drive?
Probably not. I mean, that just seems like...
Yeah.
That seems like something that someone who is like, oh, I'm just trying to fight all the PC police would be like, oh, so you think blind people should be able to drive?
And then I guess it depends on their level of blindness, right?
They would vomit a bunch of diarrhea out of their mouth immediately.
Yeah. Sorry, I ate too much diarrhea this morning. It didn't all fit my stomach.
Yeah, yeah, it was like I ate a bunch of diarrhea to trigger the libs.
I forgot what I was going to say about that, but it probably doesn't matter. Okay, so third place goes to Tori and Morgan. Second place goes to Cameron and Michaela. First place, Devin and Rashida, our favorite team. Which means last place goes to the event on NBC and Alicia. Did you hear me almost say his real name? That was a mistake.
It was a rookie mistake right there.
I know. We're almost 100 episodes in, and I'm still messing up his name. As if he'd been on every episode that we've done so far.
Yeah, every single episode we mention the event on NBC.
This is really the event on NBC podcast, but it hasn't been on in years, so we're like, fine, I guess we'll talk about Survivor. And
it was going to be the new Lost. I don't think you can blame us for holding on to that.
Like, the idea was
we don't need to talk about the show. We've already talked about the show more than anyone else has ever talked about it.
We have spent
more time talking about the event on NBC than like the show aired. Well, no, the airtime of the show is shorter than the amount of time we've spent talking
absolutely.
About it.
Absolutely. I am curious to know how many episodes it lasted, but I don't want to go down that
route. We've already, last week, I believe, Googled things about the event. No more. We did it once. We can't do it anymore.
Went over several IMDb pages that had nothing to do with anything else we were talking about.
That's what I like to call quality content.
I agree. Some people who listen to this show would disagree, though. Like me, when I listen back to the show and think, this is really boring. Why did we start talking
Who
about
are
this
these
7 minutes?
Why would they be having fun doing this, let alone expect anyone else to?
So, Shanley realizes that she is up for elimination, and she says that she is going home with something. As in some moolah, some money, some dineros, some Robert De Niro's.
Also, one thing that I kind of don't understand, maybe people did this, but... If you didn't want to be on the show anymore, mm-hmm. like both of you didn't want to,
mm-hmm.
but the way to get off would be to either get eliminated and not have anything or for one of you to steal the money, wouldn't you be like, hey, let's get sent in. I don't want to completely fuck you over. One of us will steal, and then when we leave, we'll split the money.
I think there are two reasons that you don't see that in the show. The first being, there are probably rules in the contract against making that agreement, the same way there is in Survivor. It's like, if you promise to split the money, you are disqualified, because that would be such an easy thing to do. And two, it probably doesn't make for great drama within the show. Like, you can't really tell a great story with that.
Oh, no, I'm saying... They do that doesn't make it into the show.
Oh, you're just saying behind the scenes they make that agreement.
Yes.
And then they're like, call me a bitch one more time. Oh no, I stole $70,000.
I'm just saying I would be in favor of couples doing that.
Yeah, I would think that Cameron and Michaela would have talked about that since they apparently live together.
Well, that's the thing, is like...
And, like, are in a committed relationship.
If they stole the money, like, one of them getting the money is not really going to hurt the other person.
It's like when Boston Rob and Amber, like, got engaged at the All-Stars finale in Survivor in, like, what, 2004 or whatever. And it was like, well, you guys are going to get this money either way. It doesn't matter which one of you wins. Because they took first and second that season. I don't know if you knew that. Amber took first. Yeah, Rob took second.
I could tell by the context.
Classic event. Classic the event on CBS.
Oh.
Really
subverted my
house,
expectations there.
Yeah. Back in the house, Tori organizes a game of Capture the Flag. Cameron tries to get Michaela to play, but she doesn't want to. And then Shanley talks to Adam about the final and says that she's nervous about it. The event on NBC is watching them argue and is hoping that one of them will steal. Because, you know, he's going to be eliminated if they don't steal. In the pool, Adam talks with the event on NBC about bitchy Shanley. What a bitch, am I right?
Yeah.
She's always like, hey, what if we were better at this game? What if you pulled your own weight the way I'm trying to pull my own weight, and then we could win? But no. She's just mean. And how dare she say anything rude to Adam, the best person who's been on this show, I think he can all agree.
Yeah, I don't understand why he should ever be held accountable by his partner. Mm-hmm. Like, it would be one thing if you weren't being...
not.
Like, she probably wouldn't be bitching at you if you weren't, like, a giant tool. Like, if you were just doing badly, I think you guys could both be frustrated. But at least, like, if you were nice, it would be probably more constructive criticism.
Yeah. I think said a few weeks ago, like, oh, they're my, like, third favorite team. What I think I meant was, I like Shanley.
Oh, of course. I think that was implicit.
I don't think I made it clear that I super dislike Adam a whole lot. You should have seen him on the first... first season that he was on Are You the One? He was really into this one girl, and it was just annoying. I don't know why I watch this show, and it 100% of the time annoys me.
Look, we're masochists, okay? We need to punish ourselves. Like, the stuff that we watch that isn't Survivor is penance for it not being Survivor, so we have to punish ourselves with it.
It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. We punish ourselves because the shows are punishing.
Yep.
We can avoid that easily.
No, we deserve it because we're covering something that isn't Survivor.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, fair. I mean, we can always go back and watch old seasons, but who wants to do that? They don't even have the hidden immunity idol until, like, season 18 or something.
Yeah, it'd be like
that's
going
what
back,
makes the whole
be
show.
Like going back and watching football games where there wasn't the forward pass. It's like, I hate this. I don't want to look at this anymore.
It's the exact same thing. So the event on NBC tells Adam that if he were in his position, he would steal. Cameron and Michaela talk, and Cameron says that he gets bored easily, and she asks if he just wants to be done then. Cameron, I think that you went about this the wrong way. You can be, like, his approach at talking to her about this, like, he tried to make an I statement, you know, like, I am feeling this way, but he just went, I get bored very easily. Like, knowing that she would have a problem with that.
Yeah, I don't know what he was doing there.
Cameron seems like an idiot. Have you seen clips?
I mean, yeah, but they seem like a good match because he's kind of an idiot and she is kind of boring. Like, let's be real.
Yeah.
There is a reason that gets to her.
Did you see any clips from their original season? They were, like, one of the first, perfect matches to, like, hook up. And when Cameron was first hitting on her, he said, it's so gross. I hate it so much. He, like, put his arms all over her and, like, was real close to her face, you know? And was like, I just want to explore you. Yeah. Okay, go listen to a John Mayer record, you fucking dweeb.
Ugh, I hate that. You know what I love, though? You know what I love, though? Because I realized I did it earlier. My favorite thing that I do when we're recording this podcast is when you ask me a question, like a yes or no question, and I shake my head at you across the FaceTime call. It just really makes for good podcasting.
I think it was implied that you had said
no. Can you believe that we've been doing this for nearly 100 episodes, and I'm still fucking terrible at it?
It's been almost 2 years that we've been doing this.
We've got to get to 10,000 podcasts. That's the only that's what Malcolm Gladwell said. That's the only way that we will be good at podcasting. So you just have to wait.
We're approximately 0.1% of the way there.
Yeah. Which is a perfectly reasonable... you know, goal to meet, and just like every Malcolm Gladwell thing, is not a bunch of fake smart bullshit, so.
Yeah, 10,000 hours, I mean, I think we can do that. Let's just not stop recording until we get to 990.
Yeah, you know how Malcolm Gladwell's, like, one of his test cases for 10,000 hours was that Tracy McGrady was too naturally good at basketball, so he didn't put in enough work, and then somehow his knee injury was a part of that, and also it seems like an that's not true. Like, he didn't say that, but also, like, the reason that his career ended is because he kept injuring his knee, and also was MVP at one point, so, like, if your example of, like, well, this guy should have put in 10,000 hours is someone who at one point was the best player in his sport, I don't know if, like, it's not a great example for what you're saying.
Well, yeah, but had Tracy McGrady ever recorded 10,000 hours of a Survivor podcast where
that's
they only
a good
talk about
point.
Survivor, like, half the time? And the
I
other
hadn't
half
thought
the time
about it
about
that way. Maybe I'm being too
lost.
Critical of Malcolm Gladwell.
Let's get Malcolm Gladwell on here. Let's get him to guest on an episode of... Hey, Malcolm Gladwell, watch the season finale of Are You the One, Too?
Him watching Survivor, like, I don't know. None of these people have played Survivor for 10,000 hours. I just don't think I can...
Wait. I want to see how long...
What if that was the only way that Malcolm Gladwell judged anything? Was just by, like, being like, nope, didn't spend 10,000 hours.
He and his girlfriend or wife or partner... is, like, making dinner, and he's like, wow, this is really good. How long did you spend on this? And, 45 minutes, an hour. And it's, oh, it looks like we're missing about 9,999 hours. Can you imagine how good this meal would be if you had spent
I guess this will just be a, I guess it. We're just going to have to settle for an amateur meal.
Yeah. I mean, if you really wanted to make a good meal, you would have spent the time on it. All right. Remember the number 936. I'm doing some math right now. 936. Okay, so you would have to play Survivor more than 10.5 times to get 10,000 hours in.
I wonder what's most anybody's played Survivor.
It's Ozzy.
Oh, yeah, he's played like 6 times, hasn't he?
No, 4 is the maximum right now. Ozzy, Suri, Rupert, and Boston Rob have all played 4 times. Rob being the only one who's won. Ozzy has played the most number of days, though.
And how many times was it again?
4.
No, I'm saying how many times would it take?
Oh, how many times to win?
That's how you win the Ultimate Survivor game, is the Malcolm Gladwell award.
It would take approximately 10.7 tries.
So 11, basically. You would have to be on 11 times.
Yeah, your 11th season of Survivor is the first season you should win. That's why Suri's never won. She's only played 4 times.
That's true. She's got to step it up. Her and Ozzy just need to play every season, and then they'll eventually get there.
Yeah, that would only be about a third of the shows they've done. Where were we? Cameron and Michaela talk, and Cameron says that he gets bored easily. Wow, we got real off track there.
Yeah, let's run through these real fast.
Shanley's worried that Adam will steal if they go in, so she tries to convince Michaela to steal. Then they go into the choice, they pick Cameron and Michaela. And then they cut to a talking head of Devin and Rashida talking about how annoying it is whenever Michaela calls Cameron Cammy. And spend probably 30 straight seconds impersonating her high-pitched voice going, Cammy! 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 And then they cut back to them at the choice, and the first thing she says is, "Cammy!" in that exact voice. I gotta say, that is some very good editing on the show. Yeah, that was real good. I laughed so hard. Also, I laughed harder at that than anything else in this entire show.
For more good Devin and Rashida content, was this the episode where Devin had the aside where he was like, "Look, if I couldn't be friends with someone that had a sex dream about me, I just wouldn't, I wouldn't have any friends.
I just wouldn't have any friends," yeah. I think that was this episode, yeah. Which, that I remember thinking when he said that, I was like, you know what, because I like you, I think that's funny, but I can see why people who don't like you would really be annoyed by that.
Well, he's so obviously joking about it.
Yeah, but that seems like something Wes would have said in a challenge, like, 5 or 10 years ago. And, like, when I was not a fan of Wes, and would be, like, very annoyed by him. But no, I thought that was pretty funny. So Cameron says that stealing the money would be the end of their relationship, but they both chose to share, so good for them. Happy couple, happy wife. That's that old Malcolm Gladwell saying, you know? The second episode we watched this week of Are You the One 2 is called This or That. Cameron and Michaela still not getting along. Cameron, though, wants to stick it out and win the game. Shanley tells Adam to get his head in the game. Then we go into the mission. Only the top two teams will win money this round. For this mission, they have to plan a party by picking the food, the drink, and the entertainment that would happen at such a party. And then they have to hope that their partner picks the same thing. It's about being on the same page.
The challenge.
Yeah, nothing to say to that.
The challenge, same page.
I'm so excited. Okay, so we have the challenge, same names, and the other one was what? The challenge, rhyme crimes?
Rhyme crimes, yep.
What? Okay, can you
also, remind me? Also, there's a challenge almost same names?
There's also the challenge almost same names, which is the spinoff. It's the rivals to the same names as rivals. You know what I mean? I forgot what I was going to say to you. Oh, rhyme crimes. What was rhyme crimes about? Was it just people whose names rhymed?
I believe it was people whose names rhymed. I believe that was... It's weird. It's weird how, like, almost every single challenge season we come up with just involves what people's names are and how similar they are to other names.
That's really good, though. What is the crime? Rhyming?
Well, that, you see, the clever thing about that title is that rhyme and crime rhyme.
That is true.
There's a lot of layers to this. You could say that that season is a poet, and they didn't even know it.
It had no idea that it itself was a poet. So first they have to choose between beer or cocktails.
Wait, sorry, I have the best possible phrasing for that. Unbeknownst to me, I was a poet the whole time.
Okay. So they have to choose between beer or cocktails to drink at the party, because apparently both was not an option, because these people have never been to a party. Which would you choose? If you had to choose between beers and cocktails, which
cocktails.
Would you choose? Cocktails. That's probably the better choice, honestly. More variety. Adam and Shanley are first to finish that part of the mission because they both picked cocktails. Good for them. Second, they have to pick between a band and a DJ. Which one would you pick on this one, Tomas?
DJ.
Me too. I feel like we're going to plan a good party together. We're on the same page. The challenge, same
challenge,
page.
Same page.
In the challenge, same page. All you have to do is you and your partner
have to say same page at the same time.
That's the challenge every week, and then between challenges, you're just reading the same book, hoping you are staying on the same page, and TJ is constantly walking around the house checking what page number everyone is on. Like, oh, you're on 32, and your partner's on 34, you're out of the game. This is the challenge, same page.
TJ has a second host who they alternate delivering lines because they are on the same page. That's how they bring Ryan Devlin back.
Yes. Hashtag bring Ryan Devlin back. Adam and Shanley finish the first part of the mission, then they go on to pick a band or a DJ. At this point, Devin is apparently not being supportive of Rashida as they're taking back their drinks back to the beach. Third choice is between meat and seafood. Which would you rather have there? Remember, you're in Australia.
Probably seafood.
See, I would have gone with meat. I feel like that's... because the seafood was shrimp kebabs, which I'm not... I don't go in for shrimp.
I mean, I'd be into that. What was the meat?
Mm. I think it was just burgers.
Well, yeah, I'd be fine either way, I guess.
See, this is the problem, though. We can't be on the challenge same page if we discuss which would be a better choice. You just have to be on the same page automatically.
Yeah, we just have to be on the same page. We have to know.
Yeah. Adam and Shanley win the whole mission before any other team has made it to the third leg. Rashida and Devin pull into second place, but they pick opposite foods, but they eventually finish in second place. As Cameron and Michaela are preparing their food, Michaela gets distracted by a couple dogs on the beach, and Cameron says, no, no dogs right now.
I sympathize with Michaela.
I know, I'm totally on Michaela's page
this time
around.
But the boys, they're good.
They're good boys, Cameron. Look at the good boys. So they take third place, which means Tori and Morgan lose. But then they have a beach party anyway on Karamo's dime, apparently. Karamo, of course, being MTV. And Devin apparently considers stealing from Rashida.
Nah, he won't do it.
No. Probably because they don't get voted in. In the house, Cameron and Michaela talk about being bored with their relationship. Shanley calls Adam a frat bro who needs to grow up.
Accurate.
Yeah, because he thought it would be a fun conversation topic to say, who do you think in the whole house had the smallest dick? And Tori very quickly goes, Adam. So I thought that was good. This is why I like Adam a whole lot, or Tori more, a whole lot more than Adam. Adam tells Shanley, you're by far my biggest hater, but he has not met me. So, just gotta say, Adam,
yourself
go
lucky,
kill
Adam.
Yourself. Yeah. Shanley is tired of playing with Adam and proposes they forfeit the game, or at least their immunity. Devin talks to Morgan and tells him, I haven't told a lie up to this point. I'm not going to start now. I'm going to start tomorrow. I'm giving you one chance. If you don't vote me in, I'm going to beat you. So good for him, I guess.
That was pretty cool.
That was a good line. They don't vote him in because they're the stupid. But before we talk about who does go into the choice, we got to talk about some wildlife shots.
Alive.
Oh, and let me tell you, Thomas, some good wildlife shots this week.
Uh-huh.
We had some seagulls, we had a pelican, and we had some albatross.
I'm very into this. I like seabirds. I like birds, you know, mm-hmm. aquatic birds.
Yeah, and I think that was all of the wildlife shots between three episodes of two separate shows. They were all aquatic birds. The albatross. The great albatross has the largest wingspan of any living bird at 12 feet, which is 5 feet more than Tayshaun Prince.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. Think of all the shots you could block.
Seriously.
If you were just a bird.
And albatross can fly. I don't know any NBA player that can fly other than Mike. Like Mike. What was the kid's name in Like Mike? It wasn't Like Mike. Although he and Michael Jordan could be partners on
the
challenge.
It's gotta be the shoes.
It's weird.
Do you think that someone pitched that as being like, hey, you know in that Jordan Nike commercial where Spike Lee is like, how's he do it? It's got to be the shoes. Like, what if mm-hmm. that were true?
I think you are 100% correct. I think that's exactly what happened. I think it was probably Spike Lee who came into, I don't know, 20th Century Fox's office and said, hey, you know that line I deliver in that Michael Jordan yeah. commercial?
He's like, hey, what guys, it's your man Spike Lee, and I'm here. I'm sorry, there was a radio commercial that kept playing for the Michigan primary last year where it was like, this is Spike Lee, and I'm telling you to come out and vote for my man Bernie Sanders, and then like would go on about it. So I was like, cool, Spike Lee. Also, please stop shouting at me.
Is that why Bernie won Michigan?
Hell yeah. You got that Spike Lee endorsement.
You know what? I think if it had been Bernie Sanders in the general election and had a running mate of Spike Lee,
hell yeah,
Bernie would have won.
I was going to say, are you telling me that he would have won?
Exactly. So let's talk more about albatross, because they're cool as fuck. They feed on krill, fish, and squid.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's true. I read it on the internet.
That's good to know.
There's an albatross on Midway Island, which is an island that is halfway between the U.S. and Asia. It's named Wisdom, and it is thought to be the world's oldest bird. It was first banded in 1956, and it was already an adult.
Wow.
My dad was born in 1957, and he was a baby then. So, this is an old bird.
This bird is definitely older than your dad.
Yeah. They rely on scent to find food, whereas most birds use eyesight. They travel through the air generally using two methods, dynamic and slope soaring. With dynamic soaring, they rise and fall.
Wait, they do it by scent?
Yeah.
Are they like gliding through the air because they smell like a pie cooling?
And yeah. The
scent of the pie causes them to lift off the ground and drift towards it.
Yeah. Like in a cartoon.
Yeah.
They're completely out of control of their own body. They're just...
They just become enticed by that sweet smell.
I am imagining, like, a cartoon albatross landing on, like, an old grandmother's windowsill as she's cooling the pie.
Yeah, and, like, giant, like... even though birds have, like, static nostrils that don't move, they mm-hmm. like, they, like, flare out because they smell the delicious pie.
Yeah, like, pie.
Love
and
it.
All the kids are like, Grandma, the albatross is back.
It's got such long wings, it'll steal it.
Better to eat your pie with, Grammy.
Alfie Albatross is definitely my favorite rejected Looney Tune.
Yeah, I mean, if you search on the deep web, you can still find some of his cartoons, and they're very fun.
They're very racist.
They're incredibly racist because they were written in the 1950s, but, like, if you look past that, if you look past all the racist jokes, there are no jokes, but they're still very fun. It's a very fun cartoon.
It's good racist fun for the whole family.
Yeah. I don't know, I can totally see an albatross, like a Looney Tunes albatross, eating some pie, and having a bunch of kids, obviously in baseball uniforms, yelling at the albatross and going, oh, that pie was for us. That's what children sound like in my head.
Fighting Foghorn Leghorn to the death.
Yeah. Man, let's make this show. So, let me tell you about dynamic soaring. They rise and fall in the wind, gaining the energy from the wind, meaning they can travel over 600 miles in a day without flapping their wings.
That's pretty impressive.
I was going to say, how are you not reacting to that? That's incredible.
Jake, I am very hungover. My reaction time is very, very slow.
Fair enough. With slope soaring, they glide on the rising air, meaning... that when they drop every meter they drop, they can soar 22 to 23 meters. That's cool.
So for everyone that they drop, are you telling me that they could... Okay, we're saying, like, you know, vertically drop 1 meter, horizontally they're moving 23. Because I was just imagining them dropping 1 meter and then soaring 22 or 23 meters further up into the air, and I was like, oh, so they're creating so much momentum that they can depart the Earth's atmosphere.
Yeah, absolutely. They're like a roller coaster chain. Like, you drop slightly and then you have to go up the entire hill.
They're too powerful.
Before you get to drop again.
Yeah, it's like it would be like a really bad roller coaster that you made in Roller Coaster Tycoon that would end with them just like flying into space. Like, oh, no.
Absolutely. When you Google albatross, the first two results are Wikipedia articles for albatross, the animal, and albatross, parenthetically, metaphor.
Ah.
Yeah, naturally.
I mean, they are the two things that you think of when you say albatross.
Yeah. Well, I mean, for most people. For me, I think of the bird, and then second is the old racist Looney Tunes commercial, or cartoon. The metaphor comes from an old poem. The albatross supposedly holds the soul of dead sailors, so killing one is supposedly brings about bad luck. Also, in golf, 3 under par is called an albatross. Did you know that?
I did not.
It's true.
Did they have an explanation as to why?
Well, because 1 under is a birdie, 2 under is an eagle, 3 under, an albatross.
That seems like a weird thing to choose, considering it would be very good if you were able... I mean, like, I thought those were called double eagles.
Yeah, if you're a fucking nerd, cool kids call them albatrosses.
Sure, okay. Good to know.
And finally, they have been described as the most legendary of all birds.
Hell yeah. Which take that, Zapdos.
I was going to say, I think I can think of at least 3 other more legendary birds.
More like Articuno. Or Articuno, thank you. Up here all week.
It's very good. I would write either one of those down as possible episode titles, but we did Fruit of the Whom last week, so I feel like another who question would be, I don't know, too much of the same.
Zap doesn't stand out to me.
And, cool. Yep.
And Moltres.
All right, so in the choice, they vote in Cameron and Michaela again. They vote, and then Karamo tells them they vote if they want to share or
more
steal.
More like Lestrace.
Karamo tells them that they've got another blind choice, so no one's going home. And then the episode ends, and everyone leaves the stage, and the camera zooms in on one of the voting screens, and it switches from vote locked to steal, which supposedly implies someone chose to steal. Who it was, though, we'll never know.
One of them chose fly, and one of them chose die. One of them chose to save the cheerleader. One of them chose to save the world.
One of them chose to watch Lost. One of them chose to watch the event on NBC. Hey, Thomas. This episode's not over yet. We still have a whole other show to talk about.
Oh, my God. Kill me.
I feel like you are losing energy as the minutes
hungover,
pass.
I have a birthday dinner to go to.
All right, we'll get through this one real quick. Did you watch the challenge Dirty 30 last night?
Yes.
This episode was called Dirty Deeds. Hunter, Nelson, and Corey are in an alliance together. Did you like Dirty Deeds? Is that a good episode title?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
All right, so Corey wants to take out Jonald. The other side wants to take out Ammo. Here's a weird thing. The underdogs always want to take out the big dogs, and then the big dogs always want to take out, like, the easy competition.
Yeah, instead of taking out, you know, their competitors, their stiffest competition.
Yeah.
It seems doesn't very dumb,
doesn't
it?
Doesn't make a lot of sense
it?
To me. Yeah, it does. Well, you know, this is Survivor for Done People, so...
That's true.
Jimmy notices how close Kayla and Jenna are. Marie wants to take out Kayla, and he says, like, oh, wow, Marie is playing this game, which, like... Yeah, that's why she's on the show. That's the whole point. Like, you don't walk onto a basketball court and be like, Darko,
I don't
here to
feel
sit
like
on the
playing
bench.
Basketball today.
I'd rather not put my hands on a basketball today. And the Redemption House, Devin says that the girls on the
I will
team
never put
will
my hands on a basketball.
I am unlike Mike. Do not compare me to Michael Jordan.
I'm a real
I
man.
Nothing like
a real
him.
Man doesn't lay his hands on a basketball.
Devin says he wants at least one male and one female competitor to join forces with him. Great. So in the house, everybody goes out on the town. Tori and Kara are both big fans of Ammo. Jenna says about
Kayla.
Can you
say her name again?
Kara.
Kara.
Kara. Tori and Kira. Tori and Shakira. Jenna says about Kayla, she's never screwed me over. Jonald starts some shit with Corey over seemingly nothing. I don't know why they were fighting.
I think he was just like, oh, whose name's on the list? He's on the list. He's on the list. He's on the list. It was just him being a dumb idiot like he always is and trying to start shit. And I appreciated that Nelson came over and was going to beat the shit out of him.
I would love to see anybody beat the shit out of that person. I don't know if you saw on our Twitter somebody started felt listening to the podcast, and they were like, I'm a big fan of Jonald. They didn't say Jonald, though. And they're like, please don't hate me. And I said, we don't hate you. We just hate Donald.
Yeah.
So, I mean, feel free to be a fan of him. Look,
we're never
going to
be on the challenge same page together, listener. But
yeah.
And we certainly will never be on with Donald. But you can still listen to the podcast. It's okay.
Please, please, yeah. And tell your friends all about the podcast. Say they hate Donald Bananas, but love... I don't know. Who do we love? Mitch. We love Mitch.
Remember when he
was on the show like three seasons ago?
I wish Mitch was on the show.
He still follows me on Twitter, apparently.
Hell yeah.
So Nelson gets upset with Donald and tries to defend Corey, but is already very drunk and just gets grabbed by security. And then after getting back to the house, Tony talks about how much he loves eggs. So I was on Tony's side for about 30 seconds because I also love eggs.
Then he did a very bad job of cooking them, apparently.
I was actually very curious about how he cooked them because it looked like he had... Like, it looked like he scrambled them, first of all. But then he had, like, an entire chunk of egg on his fork that was, like, 3 to 4 inches across.
It's someone who did a bad job scrambling them, essentially. Maybe he was making an omelet. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't think it was an omelet. I think he just scrambled eggs, which I'm fine with. He was like, eggs are a great food, great protein, and a great drunk food, super easy to cook. And I was like, everything you just said is correct. I love eggs.
Thomas. Eggs or water? Which do you prefer?
Fuck, that's really... I have to choose one.
Yes.
Well, here's the issue. Water... If I take out water, then I can't have anything with water in it either.
That is correct.
What?
Actually, no, not correct. You just can't have water on its own.
Solo water or
Similarly with eggs, if you choose water over eggs, you can have things that have eggs in them.
I can still make some brownies.
Eggs. Yeah.
Okay. Ugh, that's a really tough decision. I'm going to have to pick eggs then. I feel like eggs are more versatile.
Wow.
Water, I mean, I love it. It's so delicious. But, I mean, you can only do so much with water. Water, ice, urine. Those are the only three options with water. And I can get sustenance liquid-wise from other things. Milk, orange juice, soda, pop.
Milk with some orange juice poured into it.
LaCroix. Can I still have a LaCroix?
No.
Fuck. Okay, I'm going to have to reconsider this. If I get rid of eggs, can I still have egg-flavored LaCroix?
Oh, man, I just broke my brain with that one.
Watching your face go over that.
If you want to lobby them to make egg-flavored LaCroix, if you can pull it off, you can
Thomas,
have it.
Thomas, look, as long as we're talking about egg-flavored things right now, which we are, and is the most important thing we'll talk about on this entire episode, how do you feel about breakfast-flavored pizza rolls?
I haven't had them.
That's because they don't exist yet.
They probably should, right?
Right? Like, Hot Pockets, breakfast Hot Pockets exist.
Yeah, they got the Toaster Scrambles.
Scrambles exist. Where the fuck are my breakfast pizza rolls?
It seems like a good thing to have, like, eggs, a little bit of egg and bacon or egg and sausage, and it does seem kind of odd that they haven't
cheese.
Made those. It just seems like you're leaving a lot of money on the table.
Yeah, Totino's. First of all,
it's not like they're married. It's not
second,
like they're also with Totino's. It's not like they're married to these only being pizza. Like they have like buffalo chicken pizza rolls. Well, there's no fucking chicken in there. Or no, sorry, there is chicken.
There's
in there.
Only
there's
buffalo.
There's no.
It's only buffalo.
There's only buffalo. There's no pizza in there. Like none of it is pizza.
I love pizza flavored pizza rolls though. Pizza rolls with tiny little pizzas inside.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get into this episode some more. Tony talks some shit to Kara and says that she looks like his mom at 60 years old.
He is completely wasted at this point, by the way.
Yeah, I don't know if that's an excuse for being shitty.
No, it's not. It's the reason that he is, though. Like, I'm saying it's not an excuse. It's just, like, he's not making any sense at all because he's Tony when he's drunk, where he's belligerent and, like, completely just... incomprehensible.
Yeah. Remember last season or two seasons ago?
Incomprehensible, incoherent is the word I was looking for there.
I knew what you meant. Remember last season when Tony was like, I'm done drinking. It puts me in too much drama.
I mean, yes, it absolutely does.
Well, guess what? That lasted about 6 months, and now he's still drunk all the time. Okay, so they vote on who's going in. For the boys, Tony gets a vote from Kara. That's how her name is pronounced now. Donald gets a vote from Kerry, and all the other votes go to Amo. This is just how I'm pronouncing everyone's name now.
Jake is having a stroke. This is not... Don't laugh.
It's only induced by people's names.
Kira.
For the girls, all the votes go to Keela. So Kayla and Ammo are for sure going in. Then we go into elimination. Jemmy pulls the first double cross and sends in Jenna.
Jemmy pulls the double cross because everybody else before her whiffs.
Yeah. Nelson.
Also, this was fucking awesome. That was fucking cold-blooded move.
Yeah. Oh, what Jemmy did?
Yeah, to send Jenna in against her bestie. Yeah.
Nelson, that was very smart. Like, they were playing it like, who's she gonna pick? Like, she's obviously gonna pick the one person who is in her alliance. Like, obviously. That would be a smart move. I would be surprised if she picked anyone else. Nelson sends, Nelson pulls the second double cross and sends in Tony.
Pulls it immediately, which was pretty dope.
First pull, double cross. Sends in Tony because Ammo had said he wanted to go against whoever drank the most the night before. And Nelson was like, can do, daddy-o. He doesn't say that.
Yeah, Nelson should have sent Johnny into this, but he didn't.
Yeah, he should have. That would have been real smart.
Doesn't have anything. Like, Corey is absolutely right that he does not have anything to lose.
I would have loved to see Ammo get rid of Donald.
It would be great.
So satisfying.
It would be very satisfying. And, like, Corey, I would be so frustrated if I was Corey, and you can tell that he is, because every single year, and he says this, it's the same thing. People are afraid to send him in, so they let him hang around for a long time.
People always talk about who's a layup on this show, and, like, being who's, like, weak and easy to beat in a final, and so you, like, keep him around. I think Donald Banana's the ultimate layup, because he just skates by and, like, keeps the attention off himself.
And the difference...
So he gets through easily.
I was going to say, and the difference there is that he can beat you in a final.
Yeah. He is a layup in he gets to the final very easily, but not...
Not in terms of actually competing against you in the final.
Yeah. Like, throw him into every elimination, and he'll eventually not be in the game anymore. It's like... Obvious. I don't know. I'm so tired of seeing him. I'm so tired of him acting so proud of himself for being on a fucking cable game show.
Yeah.
I'm just tired of him.
I just want to see him get off the show as soon as possible every single
time. Yeah, me too. So they have to climb a wall, stabbing into the wall in various places. And then there are certain holes, like, within the wall. You have to place the stabbing mechanism into this one specific hole and climb the wall. At the top of the wall is a bucket of mud, which they have to push over so it spills atop their opponent on the other side of the wall. Kayla beats Jenna, and then the boys go, and TJ stares very intently at Ammo while he's, like, placing his knives or whatever they are. It was weird. I don't know if you saw that, but TJ was...
He was probably
very intense.
Well, the knives, he was probably thinking about murder.
That's fair. He was like, who's my next target? Tony gets to the top of the wall first, but then he falls before he can reach the mud, which gives Ammo a chance to win, which he does. And then in Tony's exit interview, he says, maybe these challenges aren't cut out for me. Yeah. Maybe not.
Sure.
Maybe be done with the show for good. Thomas, do you want to talk about points?
Yes.
You got 0 points.
Did you? How many points did you get?
I got 1 point. Because Tony and Ammo faced off. So, that's it.
What are we standing at now?
You've got 9 points. I've got 4 points.
Oh, you're gaining on me.
Yep. Look the fuck
out. Better look out.
All right. Let's let's go into predictions for next week. Who do you think will win the next challenge? Do you want me to run through the cast list as of right now?
No, I'm going to say Corey.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, okay. That'll be good. We didn't have an official challenge this week, so that's fine. I'm going to go with Leroy this time around. Oh,
sure.
I said Leroy last week. Oh, whatever. It's too late now. I already said it.
Stick with it.
Who's on the girl side is going to win the whole next challenge?
I am going to say Jenna. Or no, Jenna's gone. Whoops. Oh, man, who's left? I'll say Anissa.
Yeah, that's who you said last week, too. I'm going to say Marie. Who's going to lose, though? The next challenge. Who's going to lose the next challenge?
I think that they were former partners. I think Dario and Nicole are both going to lose.
Mm-hmm. Classic. I'm going to say Donald, again, not doing so hot this season. And for the girls, I'll say Camilla. Why not? I'd like to see her go. Who's going to get voted into the whole thing, though?
I think the Bananas will get voted in this time.
Well, okay. I think the same thing. But what about the girls' team? I've got my answer if you're not ready.
I'll say Kayla again.
All right, I'm going to say Tori. Who will be eliminated, though?
I'll say Nicole and Dario.
I'm going to say Jemmy and Derek from The Road Rules. DK, Donkey Kong. Haven't talked about him much this season.
He's
anything else?
The leader of the bunch. You know him well.
Yeah. Any other predictions for this next episode?
No.
I'm going to predict something. I'm going to predict that Tony comes back.
I will also predict that Tony comes back.
God damn it. All right, well, that's the predictions for the next week. Speaking of hosts of this show, TJ Lavin, we want to see him on Survivor. Hashtag TJ on Survivor. Tag him in all those tweets. You can follow us on Twitter, DYWSLN. My Twitter is Jake Scheidel. Thomas's Twitter is
Tom Not Tom.
Remember to wish Thomas a happy birthday on Tuesday.
Tuesday, big day.
Tuesday, booze day, because it's your birthday. You know what? That phrase you might hear on a little show called The Challenge Rhyme Crimes, because it rhymed three times. And that sentence also rhymed. You might be hearing that one on The Challenge Rhyme Crimes. Facebook, follow us or whatever. Email us didyouwatchlastnight@gmail.com. When you email us, sign it with your pal Jeff Probst. Just want to know that it's really him. Shoot us a review on iTunes for 5 stars. That's all I have to say about the reviews. I would like it to be 5 stars, please.
We want stars with our reviews.
Yeah, don't just write a review on like your blog. Do it on iTunes. Give it 5 stars. And it's been a while since you've given the boilerplate review. Do you have it off the top of your head? Can you remember it, or are you too hungover to remember the wordage?
I love this podcast. I like it better than all the other podcasts.
Podcasts.
I give it a big thumbs up.
That last part, not a part of it.
No, it is.
Just for future reference.
Just throw that one on there.
I don't think you're going to be allowed to say at least one of those
actually,
words.
Actually, you know what? We'll say it's not part of that boilerplate review. We will also accept reviews where you give us 5 stars and just say f***. It would be great to see just a bunch of reviews that said that.
That'd be so good. I mean, really, giving us a 5-star review, it's a dirty job, but we're hoping that you'll be the one to do it. Reviews. Oh, so we don't advertise this show other than like a tweet once a week. So if you are listening to this podcast and you have friends who love podcasts and stupid people like us,
like, share, and subscribe.
Like, share, and subscribe.
First time, long time.
Exactly. Survivor H starts the 27th, so let's get 1 million new listeners by then. You've got, for everybody listening, has at least 1 million friends, so it shouldn't be too hard.
Yeah. Just, you know, come on, share with us.
Share with us, and also share us with others. Our advertising platform, you know what I'm trying to say, is word of mouth. Because, as they say, word of mouth is worth two in the South. Did you ever hear that?
Yep, I heard that on Rhyme Crimes.
I love Rhyme Crimes. It's the best season of the challenge.
They're so delicious.
It's really the water of challenge seasons.
Jake, do you have something you want to say to me before we leave?
Happy birthday.
No, I was thinking maybe there's a way you could phrase that.
No, I don't know what you're saying.
Damn it. It's not how you say have a great birthday.
Oh. That's for you. I'll tell you that after we're done recording. God, it's fucking greedy. You know what? Don't have a great birthday.
Deuces. In the morning you go running for the man who stole your water. And you fight till he is dawning, but they catch you at the border. And the mourners are all singing as they drag you by your feet. But the
round.